This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal.
For most of us, tomorrow is just another Tuesday. Breakfast, kids off to school, work unless you're affected by the shutdown, of course. But Aqualyn Lori has had tomorrow circled on her calendar for more than a year because she's one of millions of Americans under the age of 65 with a pre-existing health condition, which means she is one of millions of Americans who've had to go without health insurance until signups for the exchanges start tomorrow, that is. From the help desk at the WHYY Marketplace's Dan Gorenstein reports.
We've all had dizzying moments, those periods when we just don't recognize ourselves. The roads were hurtling down.
Calls starting to come in. When are you going to pay this? When are you going to pay that? I had no way of paying anything.
When she was 34, Aqualyn Lori, a marketing consultant, spent a week in an Atlanta hospital where surgeons removed her gallbladder.
I was trying to start year two of my business, and then I was, you know, sitting here while I'm trying to recover, thinking about this insurance company ditching me.
It turns out Lori's insurer, who she just signed on with, didn't check her medical history until after the claims started rolling in. They termed her genetic blood disorder a pre-existing condition and ripped up her policy, sticking her with a $50,000 bill.
The fire and the anger that I have for that insurance company that did that to me, they and others like them do that every day to people and get away with it. How do you fight that?
Most people don't have to. As many as 82 million Americans with pre-existing conditions get their insurance at work, so they can't be denied. And that was Lori's story for a while, working for a hot startup in Cambridge, years at Procter & Gamble. Then she went out on her own and joined the 25 million Americans with pre-existing conditions who don't have coverage. Since then, Lori's bounced on and off insurance, a dangerous proposition for her.
In May, I just had a heart attack, and it was, I believe, a result of not getting the maintenance that I was supposed to be maintaining with for my genetic blood disorder.
Lori says it's lucky her coverage, even though it's temporary, had just kicked in. Without that card, there's no way she would have gone to the hospital to find out why she was in pain.
I would have continued to say, well, you know what, let me find another remedy. Well, maybe I should take, you know, some medicine. Maybe it's indigestion. Maybe it's I was coming up with anything other than a heart attack.
Lori says being uninsured because of a pre-existing condition forces you to make choices rationally you'd never make. Starting Tuesday, it won't matter anymore.
I would never have imagined decisions I was making about, well, yeah, I guess you should take my gallbladder because I don't want to have to fight, you know, the insurance company about that situation. I mean, to not have to make those types of decisions about my body, that's what October 1st represents.
Lori admits she has no idea what plans she'll find on Virginia's exchange tomorrow. Maybe they'll be too expensive. Maybe there'll be glitches. But at least she'll have a choice. I'm Dan Gorenstein for Marketplace.